Tyler Page, get it. Mobile.
EW Mobile. Afternoon.
Ben, hope you're having a good weekend.
Good. I helped my mom out with a garage sale this morning, and she made $400, so that was cool. And I'm on my way to pick up a big cookie for my daughter's 10th birthday.
You're having a wonderful weekend. At least out enjoying it with family anyway.
What puts you in a vehicle on a Saturday?
I wanted to pick up my wife. She went to a ladies' get together with some other ladies from the church, and now I'm going to pick her up.
Did you get a dad's morning in or a fella's morning in?
Or my son has grown and moved away, so it was just me, but a friend of mine from church, another one, the gentleman from church, he and I watched after his kids and done some errands and things we needed to do and hung out together doing that, and so it all worked out good.
I'm catching a little static from you, so I might be entering the Paris Mountain Shadow. I'm right over here near Bob Jones looking for the chocolate shop.
Yeah, you're probably in that shadow then.
I'm gonna jump, be safe, and I will catch you on the air sometime.
Talk to you today. Hope your weekend continues to be good and enjoy it. KO.
K2. HKX.
Long time no talk. KO4HKX here.
Yep, been busy. But, starting to settle in a little bit, sitting here at the desk right now, playing on the computer a little bit, and listening to the radio. Heard you on there, thought I'd chime in and say hey.
Watching what you're up to. Well, looks like you've had your hands full.
Come out on the YouTube stuff.
Watching you with little Dakota.
It's been interesting, and YouTube about shut us down. We had somebody tried to hack our IP address through the house, and it infected our network, and we couldn't get it out of the routers, so we ended up replacing everything, and I'm still trying to get all of it squared back up.
Can't have anything anymore for people just trying to ruin it, you know it?
I had never heard of anything like it, but apparently they found a flaw in the firmware on our TP-Link router and was able to load some type of web scraper in it, and that popped up with YouTube as coming from our IP address as invalid traffic every time we would log in or do anything. So they put us on a restriction and suspended us for a little bit. And I'm, now that I've got all the network and stuff redone and got a new security suite put in, I'm waiting to see if I can get all that squared back up.
It doesn't take you too much more effort, but I hate you've had to go through that.
It's part of it, I guess. I mean, technology we're in this day and time, they're constantly looking for ways to exploit it somehow.
It's a shame that people got to be that way.
Yes, it is. That's kind of why I like ham radio. The only way you can mess with me on ham radio is just have more power than me. No, just kidding. Radios are simple, and all this new electronics, I don't know what we'd do without modern technology, but sometimes I think we'd be better off without it.
Here with you. Sometimes it's great, and other times it's just more headache than it's worth. But it's here to stay, so we might as well do the best we can with it.
Sometimes it makes things easier, and sometimes it makes things harder, but I ain't going to argue too much with it. I know with the technology changes and emergency services, they went over to that digital P25 stuff, and I pulled my hair out trying to build a Raspberry Pi to be able to listen to all the radio traffic and stuff, and it took me, I don't know, I'd have to ask Beth, a couple of weeks now to try to get it squared away, and today I finally got it finalized.
Was you talking about that last time I talked to you, which has been a few months ago?
It's been off and on, and it's been an uphill battle. I get frustrated with it, push it to the side, and then I'll pick it back up and start back on it, but I'm running it now, and temperature's holding good. Everything's locked in, and it's able to scan all the control channels and decipher all the P-25s, so I'm pretty happy with it thus far.
I'm glad you're enjoying it, once you got it all figured out anyway.
What about you? You doing anything besides tools?
I've just been working, been focusing on it. I'm going through my renewal this year, so having to jump through all those hoops.
For like your franchise license?
Renew it every 10 years, and January is my renewal. But there's a lot of stuff in the process to get up to it.
I imagine there's a lot to it. Be able to get everything, all the I's dotted, T's crossed, lines signed, and information put in.
But we'll get through it. Other than that, just been odds and ends around the house. Took my truck down today to one of my customers at home. He's working it on the weekend and going to have some work done to it.
Tool truck, is it still giving you trouble?
No, not my tool truck. So far it's doing good, knock on wood. I took my pickup truck down to have some paint work done on it.
I got you. Yeah, well, I'm glad to hear the tool truck's doing good. I know you went through a battle there at one point and finally got all that stuff squared away and got the truck in. I think last time I talked to you, you was having some maintenance issues or having some maintenance done. I can't remember exactly.
I don't remember exactly where was at last time I talked to you. But the last thing I had to have done to it was somebody didn't secure their gate, chain link gate coming into the shop. And one of those windy days, it blew it into the door coming into the side of the, into the back of the truck, punched a hole in it, busted the glass out of it. So I had to have all that fixed.
I guess it could have been worse, but that's still not good, though.
It could have been worse. It could have actually hit the side of the truck and not the door. Because the door, you know, it still functioned fine, open and closed, so it didn't knock the glass out of it. It just shattered it. So I taped it up where it couldn't come on out and dealt with it a little along the way and until my RV got get it in the shop to get it fixed. That took about 2 weeks off and on. I didn't miss any work over it, but so this year has been an interesting start to the year.
It has. Kilo 2, Romeo Charlie Lima. It's been interesting for us too. Just plugging along right now, taking it day by day and enjoying our time here.
Like I said, I've been watching your videos and staying up to date on what you're doing on there, but I hate to hear that everything happened with YouTube there. But like I said, hopefully you got all that fixed and you don't have to worry about that now.
Emailing back and forth with them and making some changes to security features on the site and stuff like that. So hopefully we'll get it set back in place here in the next week or so and the revenue will go back up where we were at. I think we lost about 65 or 70% right off the top when it went into effect. But, you know, hopefully they'll get it straightened out. Otherwise, I guess we'll just have to start over with a whole other channel again to get it cleared out.
That stinks, because it takes a while to build up the following on stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's been slow for us. Yeah, it seems like when we get into a rhythm and we can load videos that it picks up some at that point, but it's not like, we're not going viral. We're not TikTok.
It takes time when usually you got to do something crazy or stupid to get that. And, if you're like me, that's not going to be what you're doing.
Too old for stupid, and my body's too old for crazy, so I don't think either one of them's going to happen.
That. Things hurt too much and take too long to recover now.
I didn't know how bad out of shape I was until I got older. Now I know how bad out of shape I am.
Other than that, everything been going good. Y'all going to try to make any trips this summer?
Right now, I don't think so. company we were with, they shut down. We finally got all that stuff resolved. And the guys that were in development and management have started their own company. So we're kind of just on hold pattern until they get a business front model up and start generating some stuff to do.
Didn't know if y'all were going to try to make any trips in the motorhome, like to Alaska again or anything like that this summer, because I know y'all enjoy that.
Now we just got too much stuff going on around the house, taking care of family and stuff like that. You know, it wouldn't bother me none to just jump in there and take off and go to Alaska and disappear for a while, but I don't think that'll pay the bills and it won't take care of stuff going on, so we'll hang out here for a while.
That. Well, maybe y'all can take a short one anyway, take you a little short vacation. Anyhow, maybe. But you never know. If not, there'll be other days to do it and other times, but you got to do what you got to do in the meantime.
That's it. Growing up sucks. You have to adult every now and then.
The teenage years when you were in a hurry to start adulting and this, that, and the other. I wish I could go back and slap myself around and tell them how stupid that is.
Me both. You and me both.
Get finished up with the Dakota project?
I see the blocks hanging on the stand now. I got the crank and stuff mic'd out. Got my bearings ordered. Getting ready to start putting that stuff together. Still got to clean the front half of the frame and get it coated before I can start doing anything. But I'm going to try to get the engine gone through and freshened up and then get it set back in.
Are you having trouble finding any parts to do that lately? I know a lot of people have been struggling with some stuff like that.
Well, I've been lucky. I found most everything I needed and was able to get it. I needed a left front fender and hunted for a while and finally run up one on Facebook Marketplace for like $30 and they want $200 for it new, and this one was new. It just had been sitting for a while, so got a good deal on it. And rest of the stuff I've been able to either source locally or be able to source it from Rock Auto or Amazon, one of the two.
Good. Hopefully it stays that way. I know I've been running into some
on the tool side.
We got stuff that's taking longer than it should to get here.
It seems like Amazon's the only place that's got shipping down to a science, and I don't see how they make any money doing it the way they do it, coming out every day, and you order something and get three things, and they'll send three different shipments for it.
Going out either. You can order buy now, buy now, buy now, and then it's three different shipments instead of combining it.
I guess that's their selling feature. I don't know. I pick up some stuff from them, and then I get some of my stuff local. So as long as I can get it, I'm not going to argue too much. But I can imagine with having shipping delays and stuff like that, it hurts businesses all the way around.
It's been a little slow so far this year. I mean, not drastic slow, but it's been slower. The slowest start I've had to the year, I don't know, since the second year I was in business, so it's been pretty slow. But hopefully it'll turn around here before long.
Hopefully we'll get some changes implemented and things will pick back up and everybody will start being back on the road to surviving instead of struggling to keep her head above water. But, you know, we'll just have to wait and see what comes to be and take it one day at a time. That's all we can do.
You been doing any side jobs or anything like that lately?
See, I just hadn't had time and just got stuff around here that's got to be took care of, and some of the family stuff that we're taking care of, it don't give me any free time. That's part of why the Dakota's still sitting down there. It ain't no further along than what it was. I just hadn't had time to go down there and mess with it. It actually hadn't felt like going down there and messing with it.
I didn't know if you got done with it and just rolling out videos or if you were doing them as you went along. So, but I guess you're doing them as you go along.
so hopefully it doesn't take you too much longer. We'll do a couple videos, try to keep everybody entertained and see if we can make a go of it, but hopefully we'll get back on it here pretty quick and start getting some stuff put together and we'll get some more videos out. And I'm going to hate to do it, but Mama needs a little bit of help here at the house, so I'm going to have to jump off from here. It's good talking with you. I hope everything goes smooth for you this afternoon. You have a good week coming up. This is K2RCL. I'll say 73s and be clear on your file. Really good to talk to you today. I hope you and Beth have a good weekend. And need to get together sometime. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.
Hello there, Patrick. K4WCL.
K4WCL. I can't remember the name, but I think we've spoken before. KO4HKX.
John here. Mobile and easily right now. Yeah, we've chatted many times. Anyway, just heard you in there. Just got back in the car, heading back up to the mountains. Thought I'd say hello to you real quick.
Now I realize who I'm talking to. It took me a minute and didn't recognize the voice right away. But good to hear you. Hope you're having a good weekend also. And thankfully it hadn't rained up here today.
Friends went camping this weekend up in North Georgia. One rented a cabin up in Blairsville, and they were almost contemplating canceling. And I was like, come on, weatherman is always wrong. It ain't going to be a washout. I wouldn't say it's the prettiest weekend, but I'm sure we'll get a little rain sometime today. But all in all, not a bad day. Just kind of humid and overcast out here.
That's pretty much how it is up here at the moment. But, I mean, the sun's been out most of the day up here. So, I mean, it's really been a nice day. Ain't been hot. Nice little breeze blowing. So, it's been pretty much a perfect day.
I haven't seen the sun too much, but I haven't seen any raindrops either, so all in all, not bad. I got to chat with Shane a little bit earlier on both this repeater, and I got to talk to him on the repeater north of Gainesville, Georgia. He was down visiting his daughter who's in the hospital in Atlanta, so got to chat with him twice today, which unusual. I don't really talk to him a whole lot when he's up here because he's sleeping. I usually talk to him on the repeater back home. So he was on the way home and I think going to a birthday party today.
Yeah. Well, John, I hate to do it, but my wife has arrived here, so I'm going to have to jump out so I can get her picked up and head on back to the house. You be careful out there today and good to talk to you again. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final, John. 73.
Good saying hello to you there, Patrick. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. I know we will. And this is K4WCL.
And let's make it three times, John. N4ZLK.
Microphone there. I was startled. You already been to your birthday party?
I'm headed now. I'm trying to get home and get a shower and actually took a little 30-minute nap. Talked to my youngest son for a little bit. They were staying there while I was gone to watch the dog.
We went and had lunch at Silver Bay, which is a fairly frequent stop for us if we head down to Easley. And, of course, if we're in Easley, we got to go by Hamrick's and Ollie's just for the heck of it. And now I'm headed back to the house, but we got to make a stop at Ingles. And Lori's got something to return at the liquidator store. But that shouldn't be a real quick or a real long stop there. So both of them right next to each other. Where do you have to drive to go to the party?
Headed into Marietta. About a 25-minute drive towards Greenville. I don't know. You know, it's right next to Traveler's Rest, so that direction. And I was going to tell you, when you were saying you were going between Easley and Pickens there, I don't know, have you ever seen that tire shop, Gwen's Tire, there on the left on Highway 8?
know where Marietta is. I'm learning the area pretty well. You gotta remember, we've been coming up here 10 years now. I don't know, like, Spartanburg County real well. Don't know Anderson all that well, but I know Greenville, Oconee, and Pickens pretty good. Yeah, I know exactly where you're talking about.
That's good. Just when you guys move up here, if you need to buy tires, I recommend Gwen's. They've treated us real well. I've got several sets from them. They're always very nice and get you in and out very quickly and always helpful if there's any issues with the tires, you know, later on. So that's just a recommendation. I thought you'd probably see it when you drive by.
Tire shop looks very clean, very professional. And, yeah, I will be looking for a tire shop, being that I own several vehicles. And I do like doing business with local folk. I do business with a local tire store in Cumming, as opposed to the big chains. Same reason, good service, you know. They got a flat, they'll fix it for you. One afternoon, Lori had a flat on her car, and her car does not have a spare. It started supplying compressors with fix-a-flat in it. And the fix-a-flat was set up, and anyway, long story short, I got enough fix-a-flat in her tire to get it inflated enough to get to the tire shop, but it was, they were just about ready to close, and they stayed open and waited for us, and yeah, they're good folks, so I like dealing with those kind of people. Now, one thing I am going to do on this truck, you know, my truck's a company vehicle, which I plan on buying from the company. I think about a month before I retire, this truck is going to need a brand new set of tires.
That works like that. Yeah, that's right. That'd be a good perk to take care of. Yeah, and the idea of fix-a-flat is that it sets up. I know that it comes in a can and it's supposed to be okay, but that doesn't sound like sitting in the back of a car or wherever they keep it inside of a compressor would make it last long term, always available to use. I'd rather have the tire.
Dude, another member I used to curse back when the auto manufacturer started putting a little donut in there instead of a real full-size spare, but man, I would yearn to have a donut these days. But it is what it is. Most of the vehicles I have do not come with spare tires anymore. I guess that's an expense that the manufacturer decided they could cut out. So, anyway. It's progress, I guess, right? Less weight in the vehicle, so that helps with the overall fuel economy. It's less of a cost for them when they manufacture the vehicle. So, yeah. Anyway, that's what's going on here. We're on Highway 8 here, heading back towards Pickens. And I meant to ask you earlier, is this a big birthday surprise party, one of them birthdays that ends in a zero?
Well, honestly, I'm not sure how old he is. It's a couple friends of ours. Beth and she are... They met first and are really good friends, and he and I are good friends because of that, and that's fine. I mean, he's a good guy. He's younger than I am, probably a good 10 years at least, but they're a really sweet couple. And she invited me. It's a surprise for him. And to be honest, again, I don't really know the age, so I feel terrible, but I'm just going to show up anyway.
BCL. Well, good deal. Hey, Shane, face it, almost everybody you know is older than you, right? Or younger than you, right? Except me, of course. But I always tell J-O-N, I think you know K-A-4-J-O-N, the fittest and youngest 77-year-old man that I know. But I always tell him, there ain't too many people out here older than you on the repeater. So, well, go have a good time. Probably be grilling, let's see, it's 3:45, so I would imagine they'll be grilling some hamburgers or something good like that.
Okay, I hope they're grilling something like that. No, it won't matter. I'll be happy to participate in whatever they have. And yeah, John, K-O-4-J-O-N, or K-4-J-O-N, K-A-4, I can't remember. He's the fittest. You're right, he is in very good shape for as much work as Frank does for him. I've seen all the pictures and all the comments. So, but you know, we have a guy on this repeater that checks in on the net. His name is Eddie. He lives over in Simpsonville. If I'm not mistaken, he's 98 years old.
I bet J-O-N will call him Daddy there. 98. You know, Lori's mom was 100. She was almost 101 when she passed last year. So she lived a good long life. You know, I'm not opposed to living to a 98, but if I do, or however long I live to, I hope I have able to do things. You know, that's kind of why Lori and I have been moving here lately. Not moving physically, but, well, yeah, moving physically. You know what I mean. Exercising, moving. Yeah, but John is in really good shape. Yeah, he does have Frank. And but John does a lot of work. He's in really good shape. John is K-A, Kilo Alpha 4, J-O-N. But that is not his original call sign. John was like 71... 72 when he got first license, he had a Kilo Oscar 4 original call. I met him, he was K-A-4-J-O-N. But, you know, that call is kind of fitting for his age, because if he had gotten licensed as a young man, he probably would have had a Kilo Alpha 4 call. But John is one of the nicest folks you'll ever meet on any repeater. He's just a super nice guy. I go have breakfast with him every once in a while. And just a fun guy to talk to. Very generous, very giving person.
That way, from the little bit I've heard and seen, talked to him a couple times. It seems like a really nice gentleman. Yeah, the guy here, Eddie, I think he's been a ham for over 70 years. I think that's what I've heard him say. I don't know if he's on the repeater much during the day, but he does check in fairly regularly during the week on the net. So, and I don't know, you can't hit this repeater from your house. Is that what you said?
But, you know, I haven't tried it in a while. I put my antenna up 10 feet higher two weeks ago, only because I wasn't getting into the Gainesville machine real well since the leaves leafed out on the trees. So I found 2 5-foot sections of TV antenna mast. Just did it real quick and dirty and put it up another 10 feet. So it wasn't very high off the ground. I have a dish mount on the railing of the deck, and the deck's only, 13 feet. So to the tip of the antenna, it was maybe 18 feet, and now it's 28 feet. Gets into the Gainesville repeater a whole bunch more better, but I haven't tried this repeater. So, I don't know if I can hit it or not. I mean, you know, this repeater has got good elevation, almost as high as Walker Mountain. Well, maybe higher than Walker. I think Walker's at 2,700 feet. And if memory serves me correctly, Caesar said it's somewhere, around 3,250?
Close. I'm not exactly sure what the elevation is exactly. I know it's over 3,000, and then the repeater, the antenna itself is up 400 feet on the tower, so that adds a good bit. Well, whatever you had before, I know your location, you're up on the side of the hill there. I could pick you up on Simplex or reverse down in Easley a lot of times. If I was ever driving around and I figured you might be back on the Gainesville repeater, I would put it on that and then hit reverse, and I could hear you just fine. So you got a good signal out from your location.
The antenna is home. I've raised up 10 feet. The antenna here is a diamond. I think it's a diamond. Maybe comet. GP3. I think that's a comet antenna. A short one, the little 5.5 foot fiberglass stick with the small radials. And it's up on a 20-foot mast. My deck sits about 25 to 30 feet above the ground and back of the house. In the front of the house, it's almost even with the ground, but my property slopes so much. So on the back of the house, it's probably 45 feet off the ground, but southwest is the only direction I don't have any really bad hills around me. I got Sassafras and Pinnacle to the north, and I've got Horse Mountain to the west. But southwest, the only mountains I really have to contend with are the two ridge lines that hit over those pretty well. So unless the repeater is getting all that static and noise in there, I get in pretty good. K4WCL.
The Pinnacle Mountain is probably the one that blocks you from this repeater, because you're right on the other side of that ridge there. So, but I heard you last night when I was headed down. I ID'd, or yesterday afternoon, I ID'd, and then there was no activity. And by the time you started talking to, was the guy that came in, was it ITT or somebody came in from Paris, I was already fairly close to the city, you know, down about 110, 120 or so, and it was breaking up. But I listened to the conversation a little bit, but it was too staticky for me to try to get in.
Man, well, I'm just rolling up down Ann Street here, just about to the red light at, what is that street that crosses? I forget. But let me make this my final. Laura and I were sitting here, what we needed at Ingalls, and neither one of us can remember. Milk was definitely on the list because she was going to make some sort of cake that takes a pudding mix. So you got to add milk to the pudding mix. But there was something else I said I'd pick up at Ingalls, and neither one of us can remember. So whatever that item is, we may go home without it. Shane, enjoy your party, man. Maybe I'll catch you on the way back later on. I don't normally listen to this repeater from the house because I don't hear it real well. And, like, when I'm out walking the dog, I know I'm not, you know, even though I'm not far from it, I know I'm not into it good. I don't hit N4AW up on Sassafras either. I'm kind of in the shadow there. Go ahead and wrap it up, old man. Be careful out there. Enjoy your party. K4WCL.
What you were going to get, you mentioned earlier, was two ribeyes, the large ones. So go ahead and pick those up. And yeah, we'll talk to you later. Hello, Lori. Take care of John there. And we'll talk to you guys later. K4WCL, N4ZLK Mobile, 73.
QC, QC, Kilo, November 4, Hotel Tango Yankee.
4. H, hotel, is it HKY, is that correct? N4ZLK, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm looking for Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Yankee.
I'm looking for him, okay, sorry about that. N4ZLK.
QC, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Yankee. QC, Kilo, 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 November 4, Hotel Tango Yankee. Kilo, November 4, Hotel Tango Tango, Table Rock. QC, Kilo, November 4, Hotel Tango, Yankee. Excuse me. Kilo, November 4, Hotel Tango, Yankee.
This is KN4, HTY, reading you 5x3 today. Very staticky. What's up?
Well, I just wanted to let you know a couple of things. There's been a little bit of traffic here today. Not too bad. It's kind of quiet. Mostly local traffic, except for one vehicle. Otherwise, it's quiet up here. Except for the 4 foot long black stick that was on the back porch.
Snake on the back porch, you said?
That's what I said.
You come back on that one? Did you? Snake on the back porch.
The screen open because it's getting really warm here. So I got up and I thought, just maybe to feed him. But I looked out the door and I said, what? Like the railing. Sure enough, that's what it was.
How big was it?
Oh, about 4 feet.
Size one, huh? What?
Swept him off.
Off you said.
I had to untangle him off the rails. But I got him off there and he went flying.
He probably would have ate the cat.
Maybe not, but I was hoping maybe I should let him stay there to eat the squirrels.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. Let him stay there and eat the squirrels.
Good to have around because they do protect, keep things like that away.
Yeah, today everything is quiet. You're about 5x4 today coming through. It's pretty staticky.
Not sure what the problem is. I have no clue.
Go. This is Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Yankee, 7-3 and clear. No more traffic.
Hey, this is Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Tango up in Tegu Box, signing out, 73.